Film Hour, an amazing career, 15 years of excellence and class and all doing it with the hometown team. Just quite the story. And to me, he made the toughest thing in sport look so easy time and time again. There's a reason why that if you're successful, you know, 35% of the time in baseball, you're going to be among the game's, you know, better players and you know, best compensated players. And Joe Mauer certainly was that, because he just had the ability to put the barrel on the ball and put the ball in play. He wasn't a big power guy, that we know, and certainly the back half of his career, those power numbers went down. But, man, he was still a tough out. If the game was on the line and you needed a big hit, number seven was your guy. He was either going to, you know, get a hit, he'd take his walk, he was going to make that pitcher work, he was going to make that defense be perfect. Otherwise, Joe was going to beat you more times than not. One of my favorite Mauer moments was 2013, after the birth of his twin girls. He was away from the team. The twins were on the West Coast, and he left the team in Anaheim. The team went on to Seattle, and then Joe was back in the lineup when the team was back at Target Field in the following homestand. And Joe had been gone for, you know, 5, 6, 7 days. And we were wondering, would his timing be off? Well, sure enough, Mauer's first at bat, first inning, has a base hit. And just made it look easy. And you'd often hear that from his peers and opposing pitchers about, don't waste your time trying to beat Joe with a 7, 8, 9, you know, nibble after nibble. He's going to beat you. And Joe would do that time and time again. What a way to end it, too, that thrilling day at Target Field in September, coming out to catch just one last time, is a moment that I'll never forget. And for those listening, watching, and for those that were fortunate to be at Target Field that day, that's a moment that I'm sure that Twins fans will never, ever forget. So, Joe Mauer, congratulations, Twins Hall of Famer, and hopefully Cooperstown does the same 5 years from now as well. But we'll all miss Joe Mauer. Just everything about him is just going to be tough to replace, and number seven will go down as one of the famed numbers in Twins history, with 34 and 6 and 3 and 29 and 28 and 10, you name it. Herbeck, of course, number seven is right up there as well with one of the best to ever do it in Twins history, and that'll carry on for years and decades to come. Congrats, Joe.